professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, who advises the World Health Organization, joins us now. Dr. Marty, last week I asked you to tell me when I should start freaking out about monkeypox. Today, there's a story about the WHO saying more than 550 monkeypox cases have been reported in 30 countries. So is now the time to panic here? What's going on?
Yeah, this is very unusual. And that's, as of yesterday, there were 555 confirmed cases, laboratory confirmed cases. There's over 600 that have been reported. And so this is very, very unusual, considering that that number was reached in less than 1 month. The vast majority of the cases that we're talking about right now are not happening in what have been classically considered endemic countries. So, yes, there are some cases going on in Africa, but what we're talking about here, these 555 cases that we're talking about, are outside of the endemic areas, and therefore very alarming. We've never had this many cases outside of Africa. The largest previous outbreak outside of Africa was in 2003 in the United States, and it was a very brief interval. And in that instance, it was transmitted by pet rodents that mostly prairie dogs that had been contaminated by an animal from Ghana. So that in that instance, 71 cases were reported, but when the dust settled and all the cases were properly analyzed, only 47 cases were confirmed or still considered probable, although not confirmed. And so that's very different than what's happening here, because here what we're seeing is human-to-human transmission outside of Africa, with over 170 cases in the UK, extraordinarily high numbers in Portugal, Spain, and many other countries have significant numbers and rising numbers. So we're seeing cases in Mexico, in Canada, the U.S. U.S. as of yesterday had 15 cases. And what you have to understand, again, is this person-to-person transmission. But even saying that, putting it in proportion to what we saw with COVID, it's still a very small number of cases. Plus, unlike COVID, we have been studying monkeypox since it was first recognized in 1958 as a distinct entity. That's not the first time that people had noticed pox viruses on monkeys, nor is that the first time that that there may have been confusion with smallpox, because the lesions of monkeypox look very much like the lesions of smallpox, and the distribution and the way the rash develops once you get the rash is very similar. But because we wanted to eradicate smallpox, we started investigating what else was, what else could look like it. And that's where, when there was an outbreak in Copenhagen in 1958, they had these monkeys who, by the way, had been imported from Singapore. In fact, the first 11 known outbreaks among animals of monkeypox all came from animals that had been imported to non-endemic areas from Asia, not from Africa. It's part of the whole riddle of monkeypox that we've never fully understood, because if you look at the news today and you read anything about monkeypox, they tell you there are two clades, one from West Africa and one from Central Africa. And that's true. As far as being able to establish an endemic area where humans were normally infected, rarely, mind you, very rare instances of infections with monkeypox were even detected. It was always detected as something that was happening in Africa until the outbreak that happened in the United States. Now, and that was very short-lived. Now what's going on, Bob, is really quite, quite different, because part of the reason is people are no longer have protection from the vaccine that we used to give for smallpox. And one of the ways to think about this is back in the 1980s, in the early 80s, from 80 to 85, there was a very intense surveillance for smallpox to assure that the declaration that smallpox had been eradicated off the face of the earth, which was made in 1980, was actually 100% true. So this intense surveillance detected cases of monkeypox and also determined that monkeypox provided the vaccine that we had used against smallpox provided 85% effective protection against monkeypox, and that was really great. The other thing is, real different from what happened in the past and what's happening now, is in the past, because most people were vaccinated against smallpox, when we saw monkeypox, we saw it in little children. And unlike COVID, children are more likely to get severe disease than older people. And what we're seeing right now is an outbreak in young adults, and so their lesions and their disease is milder than in young children because they have a different type of immunity than little children do.
But tell me it's not easily transmitted. Please tell me that.
Well, so far, the data is showing you need very close contact, and it does not have to be sexual contact. In this particular outbreak, we know that people are, of course, the first lesions that people get are in the oral area and in the genital area, right? The oral ones that manifest earlier are invisible unless somebody opens their mouth, and they can actually, release viral particles, so they don't look like they're sick yet. And so that's a little bit of a problem, but you do have to be up close and personal. But saliva can transmit it, respiratory droplets can transmit it, and of course sex can transmit it. So that's also a mechanism that we have to be careful of. And it does contaminate clothing and bed sheets. So we're putting out data for healthcare workers about how to handle fabrics, all kinds of fabrics from known exposures.
Dr. Eileen Marty obviously majored in monkeypox in college. I appreciate the information as always, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
You're very welcome, Bob. Take care.
And Steve, I'm sorry that we went overboard on monkeypox, but I'm a hypochondriac. Sure. I've gone from coronachondriac to monkeypox chondriac now. So we'll get to the news
in
2 minutes.
We've alerted the stations.
Steve's in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next.